Right now, what I want to do, I want to go to our phone line and bring up the caller on there. Welcome to the Paranormal Cafe.
Hi, Rob. How are you doing?
Good. Is this Pat?
Did my accent give it away?
It is the man himself. Pat is calling us. Are you back home in Jackson?
I am back home in the deep south in Jackson, Mississippi tonight.
Very
calling
cool.
into the Paranormal Cafe to remind all your listeners of the Mississippi Conference coming up this weekend.
It is coming up this weekend. This is a bang-up job. You know, I went to your guys' website, and I don't know who you got to design your website, but they did a great job.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We're happy with it. There's a lot more to come. It's just been up since, I think February 18 or so.
Yeah, I was pretty impressed with it. If you go to www.msufo.com, I got it memorized now.
I tell you, we're very happy. We got folks coming in already have confirmed from as far away, get this, as Idaho.
Wow.
So Pennsylvania is even closer than that, if you can believe it.
Exactly.
So it's been real shocking. California, Idaho, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, Louisiana, Mississippi, of course, and Texas.
See, you guys are calling it from Rendlesham, from Roswell to Rendlesham.
Correct.
And now, explain that a little bit, because for the people that are kind of, they don't know anything about this, and then may be able to attend, which I highly recommend, because you got some bang-up guests.
Well, we do, and of course, as you know, we had the Paranormal Cafe to thank for that, because it was both interviews that you've done in the past year with Tom Carey from right there in the Huntington Valley,
mm-hmm.
and of course with Peniston and Burroughs,
yes.
from Chicago and Phoenix, respectively,
mm-hmm.
and they were as compelling as they could be, and because of those broadcasts, we decided that Roswell and Rendlesham would be the two we'd focus on.
Well, that I appreciate a small part I played in it. That's great. I'm really happy for it, but I got to give it to you, man. You really put it together very quickly, and I'm hearing from other people. It's funny because I'm hearing from people that know me, but they are sending me links to your website, not realizing that I do know you. So.
Well, it's also helped that Burroughs and Peniston put us up on their Bentwaters 1980 site.
Yes.
And even have a little message board just dedicated to this conference.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a lot of folks from around the country emailing, wanting to know if Jim Peniston would reveal the rest of the binary code at this conference. I don't know that he will or not.
Right.
It'll be news to me if he does. But, you know, we're all open to any surprises that they bring. Linda Moulton Howe, Tom Carey, of course. His wife, Doreen, will be arriving day after tomorrow.
Wow.
And they have a round of media interviews to do here, and Tom has a book signing.
Right.
And Jim and John arrive on Friday, and we kick everything off on Saturday.
This is going to be a great event. Now, you are not sold out at the time, so if somebody's listening to this right now, they can attend?
They can, but the way it's looking now, this is not just promoters speak you're hearing. I think we're not just going to have a sellout, we're going to have an overflow. We've already arranged to have a live video feed to a different part of the convention center for overflow, and we're excited about it.
Now, you were talking about this before a couple weeks back when you and your lovely wife stopped in along with your my future boss, your son.
Franco
stopped into the studio and visited us at the studios at WPAZ. Now you guys were pretty busy back then, and you were confident. Off air, you told me you were confident you were going to sell out. You thought it'd be more the night of the event, but it looks like you might actually sell out beforehand. And I love seeing this kind of thing happen, especially in a place that's never happened before. Now,
right?
I've noticed you got a lot of partners on your site. How did you pull this off? Because I tell you something, I have a hard time getting partners.
Well, you know, I've lived in Jackson. I'm from Mississippi originally, and I've lived here most of my life, except for a few years overseas and in Washington and Los Angeles when I was in school.
Mm-hmm.
But going back to the mid-90s, I had started a company called the Mississippi Sports Council, which culminated with 2 years of NFL preseason games we hosted here.
Mm-hmm.
The first was in 1995 between the New York Jets and the Philadelphia Eagles with Randall Cunningham.
Randall.
So I've had a lot of experience in that area and made a lot of friends in the media here way back then. And, you know, there's not much much to bring folks together and make them think good of you than sports.
Right.
So that's the way it kind of came together.
Very cool. Now, where have you figured out where the closest UFO conference to you has been?
The closest looks to be Eureka Springs, Arkansas, which is way up in northwestern Arkansas.
But that was, what, 6 years ago, if I remember correctly?
No, actually, Rob, they've been going, this I think was their 23rd year.
Oh, okay.
I'm not surprised you don't know, because, hell, I've been living here as long as I have, and I haven't even known about it. So it's not surprising. You in Pennsylvania might not.
Right.
But it's apparently Linda House speaks very well of it. I wish I could have gone this year, but it was just too close down.
You know, Linda's a great guest to have. How, you know, I asked you last time, and it's almost like asking a chef to reveal their ingredients. But how do you put something together like this for somebody, say somebody that lives out in Timbuktu, and I say that respectfully. How do you put something like this together? I mean, finance-wise, I mean, you got it together very quickly, which it floors me, and it's so popular, and I keep hearing from people that are attending, that want me to attend, and I'm like, they keep inviting everybody, and
we're bringing you here next year, as we asked you, and you accepted, but to be our celebrity host. Well, we were fortunate this year to have a couple of folks with a little bit of backing of their own, you know, in their own
right.
pocket,
mm-hmm.
that just wanted to make it happen.
Right.
Yours truly being one of them, and so we didn't really worry about commercialism or anything like that related to it. We wanted to keep the message as pristine as we could without gumming it up with anything.
Right.
That was ancillary to the entire project. And we've succeeded. We've also succeeded that we won't make any money. But that's okay, because it was not ever about that. It was about enlightenment only.
Well, let me ask you a very personal question, follow up to that real quick, if I could. I hate to ask this, but it's the truth in this environment, especially in this kind of economy. Did you end up losing money on it? And I hate to ask that question, because it sounds very personal.
Well, it was never designed to make money. It
okay.
was just designed to happen. Whatever right. it took to make it happen.
Right.
I'll put it this way. Even though the pluses and the negatives may not come together as they should, it's not because we're not going to get the support for what we wanted. That's not it.
Right.
We wanted to keep the prices down low, and we did at $5 a head.
I don't know how you pulled that one off. That's great.
Well, originally the idea was to just offer this to the public for free.
Right.
Because being in the Bible Belt, this being the first one here, not knowing about the Ozark Conference when we started, even though that's really six, seven, 8 hours or more
mm-hmm.
away from us, we didn't want to have anyone to have any excuse not to go. Now we have learned that we probably could charge more than the highest ticket price, which is only 15, and we would still be doing very well, which means we can do this again, and
right.
that's why we were able to invite you.
Well, that's I greatly appreciate it, and I think you're going to want to rethink having me as a celebrity host. You might. I don't know if the restraining order has worn off with your wife between you and her and I, but.
Oh, well, Rob, I got to say one thing.
Yeah.
My wife Lisa was listening to one of your podcasts. I think it was last night. It was the Halt Burroughs podcast,
mm-hmm.
the last one you did. And I had never heard it before, but you made mention to Hall that he was talking about people calling him when this happened about having those people, meaning the aliens, do this and that.
Right.
Heal a child or what have you. And I had never noticed it, but you slipped in you'd like to have him ask them to fix your phone system. So
yes.
Lisa says he's always complaining about the phone system.
You know, I try not to complain. If people who listen to the podcast know that, try not to complain. I try to make light of it. But in all defense of the phone system, it's horrible.
So I'm pleased that I was able to get through this evening and everything has gone so far without a hitch.
Yes, but, I was keeping my eye on the board. I was like, I hope he calls. I hope it gets through.
But she stopped it and restarted it to that point where you said maybe you can get those people to fix the phone system. They'd never call back.
Yeah, if you were listening last week, I tried to get a hold of Larry Warren in England, and I think I busted out every window in this place by screaming. I couldn't get him on the phone, and it was just a mess. But now, getting back to the conference, $15 for the top ticket, that's nothing.
No.
You can't even get into a baseball game for that.
Oh, well, probably lunch will cost folks more at the convention center than the ticket.
Right.
If they buy lunch there. So, but again, the whole point here, not knowing what kind of reception we might get, we were concerned, again, being in the Bible Belt, that this might not be taken very well.
Now, tell me a little bit about Darren. Darren Dito, your anchor that you have hosting.
Darren Dito, he comes to us here in Jackson, to the ABC affiliate. He comes to us from, I believe it was a CBS affiliate, KBIM, in Roswell. Mm-hmm. He's originally from Seattle, Washington, and he was here about 10 years ago with the CBS affiliate before he left to make some more rounds around the country. He's our ABC affiliate anchorman here. He will be our celebrity host this year. And, in fact, he and I were just going over his script, if you will, this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to mention KBIM, and I said, I think you should. I think coming to us from Roswell is a real fitting way to start things off with our celebrity host for the first year.
You know, somebody that a friend of mine listens to the show said to me after we had talked last time on the air, they said, you know, celebrity host really has to show up and do some stuff. You know that, right, Rob? And I thought to myself, oh, my gosh, you know, that's right. I got to introduce people and stuff like that. How's this going to work? So, yeah, I'll bring my straight jacket and I'll try to keep my big mouth shut.
I don't think it'll be too difficult. Darren seems up to the task, and certainly all the material he's using this year I can share with you for next year. You get an idea of what he did.
That's a good idea, yeah. Yeah, you know what? I go in there, I might be talking about Homer Simpson or something like that, and people lose context altogether. But, yeah, you've got some great participants. I mean, John Burroughs. Now, did you just – correct me if I'm wrong. Did you just recently add him?
No, he's been a part of this since the very beginning.
Okay, because I wasn't sure if you had Jim and John on board, but
both.
Very good, very good. And Tom Carey, who's a bang up guy. I joked with you. We had a dinner with John or Tom when he released his book. And which he remembered vividly. He completely.
Right, he did.
Yeah, he completely forgot it. It's funny, we went to a restaurant after we had the local MUFON group, and we were talking and the sort, and we all sit down, and all of a sudden the table Tom's at, and he's not prophesizing or just talking to an open room, he's talking to people at the table. Well, impromptuly, I don't even know if that's a word, the tables started migrating towards each other, and I think it looked like the Last Supper. I think I ended up in Judas Iscariot's seat or something like that. It just started that way, and Tom's talking, and we're talking about a lot of different things, and people that weren't even involved with it, that were just diners, happened to be there, started taking part in it.
Right.
And, Tom's a magnetic type of guy. I really like having him around. He's a positive guy and very, very...
He's captivating. He's
yes.
Very captivating. And he showed me and my son Franco, who's 11, we stopped by his house in Huntington Valley a couple of weeks ago, as you know, and he showed me the research room, his office. And my son Franco had heard and listened to enough where... Of course, Tom's got a lot of files, paper stacked up. It looks like, high rises of paper in there. And
right.
He said, well, this is where I've got everything related to Roswell. And my son, Franco, said, but you don't have a piece of the ship, do you? Tom looked at me and said, no, Franco, I don't. Not yet.
That's, I'm telling you, Franco's going to be all our bosses in the future. He's going to be pointing to me, you're fired. You're out of here. Very cool. I was so surprised that you got this together so quickly. Not that I didn't think you could do it, but I've seen people with... Take 3 years to set up a conference and not get nearly the participants you guys have.
Well, we've had a lot of good support, and we've had a lot of enthusiasm. I have since discovered in doing this here certainly far more than any negative comments. People are actually very excited that something like this is happening here, because this is not a typical subject,
right,
in a conservative part of America. But I'm finding that a lot of those conservatives out there have stories to tell. So that's been a real interesting development in this that it came at me from an angle I never anticipated. Some of the folks that have come forward, including church ministers, I mean, it's crazy. It's almost just crazy. And it's almost like they're very grateful that finally somebody's kind of saying it's okay to talk about it, you know?
Well, I mean, looking at a couple of years ago, did the Vatican release a statement saying that, hey, you know, it's very possible that we could have it. Well, not saying aliens per se, but like different species of race that would all fall under one God.
Right.
So, you know, have you gotten, I have to ask this, have you gotten any bad feedback, negative feedback?
Nothing virulent, nothing mean-spirited.
No.
You'll always get a few of those jokes that people just can't avoid because it's like hitting a softball. But
right.
But not even those, really, to an extent that it bothered me. So.
Okay. Yeah, because I tell you something, I get all kinds when people send me emails. I have relationships with people. One lady from Kansas City hates the show, and she keeps emailing me about it. And Mary, if you're listening, keep the emails coming, because I mean, she's been very critical of me, and that's fine. I read them on the air. But
Rob, there was one show, I believe it was last year, where you mentioned you had gotten a death threat, and you said, I didn't even know it was possible for me to get a death threat.
Yeah.
Which I've sort of stuck in my head. I thought, gee, I wonder if I'll get one of those, too.
I think I mentioned that to John and Jim when they were on, and I just mentioned it in passing. I didn't mean it to be a showstopper or anything like that, and I got so much feedback from that. John, after the show, was real concerned. He's like, you know, are we doing the right thing here? Should we keep going? And, you know, I jokingly said to him, yeah, well, the death threat has been successful. They have executed it. So we're just going to take it up from here. We're just going to go with old tapes and keep playing parts of me. But, yeah, I didn't even know that, you know, getting death threats was amazing to me. I get jokes here and there. Friends of mine now jokingly do that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a strange field. I mean, it is a strange field, but it's a good field, too. I like talking about this. I like opening, you know, people up to the possibility of things. And, you know, with the conferences, I believe, are the lifeblood of people, and we've talked about this before, or the lifeblood of people learning from themselves. Like I said to you, I could sit here for 3 hours and just say, oh, John Burroughs says this, Tom Carey says that, James Pennison says this, Lynn Milton House says that. But that doesn't rivet you. It's secondhand information. And I like having the people say it to the world, say it to them, you know, talk to the listeners. And that's where I think what you're doing is so important. And
well, and that's why I think the Paranormal Cafe is so compelling, or was so for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because it offers such a wonderful diet of just that, of just hearing it from those that were there, and what those have found through their research. There's no editing, no producer behind the scenes. It's just,
right.
Or maybe there is, but it doesn't limit what's coming out. It just comes out natural.
That's the whole design of the show, to just bring people the straightforward. You know, I don't want to have it filtered. I don't want it, you know, I don't think there's, the only way it's been filtered is when the caller or the guest says, I can't talk about this. And that's the only filter there is.
Well, I tell you what, let's make sure that keeps happening. And if the phone system doesn't get fixed, let us know. And we'll see if some of the folks that put this on can't help you out there.
I would greatly appreciate it then. And, you know, I'm looking forward to a good phone system at some point. But I've gotten used to this phone system, so it's almost like it's broke, but I know how to work with it to a certain degree. But, you know, it's coming up this Saturday the 16th.
Correct.
and Jackson Convention Center, and I've never seen it. You said it was relatively new, right?
Oh, I think it's 2 years, maybe 2 years old now. It's pretty much brand spanking new. It's state of the art, and it's not as big as that Pennsylvania Convention Center I saw when I was in Philadelphia.
Yeah, they paid a fortune for that.
It might be, I don't know if it's even a half the size, but it's it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Very cool, very cool. If you want to get information about it, go to msufo.com. MSUFO.com, that's M as in Mississippi, S as in the most used letter in Mississippi, and UFO.com. I really like this, the design of everything you're doing. It's very, very cool, and I'm looking forward to it next year and coming down and seeing some good folks. Now, what's the most challenging thing about putting something like this together? Because I know you're probably running around like a chicken with your head cut off right now.
I am. The most challenging thing is, I guess you'd have to say, at first, identifying who it is you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, making contact and seeing if schedules work out, in which, in our case, they worked out perfectly.
Right.
But I know that's not always the case with things. So next year might be more challenging, but it was actually fairly easy this time around, which I'm grateful for, because it's not always that way in these kind of things.
Connections are important. That's very, you learn that the hard way. Connections.
Well, yes, and we had to establish all the connections for this one, but now that we're in the door with folks like Linda and Tom and you, I think that identification of who we want, but the making initial contact will be much easier.
You know, I meant to mention this to you last time. If you once you determine when you're going to have the next one, we can put together some radio advertisements and be more than happy to broadcast that year round. So you'll get some early money, which is usually the key in a decent convention. You want to try to get as much early money as possible. You know what I'm talking about with that.
Yeah.
Early commitments and. It helps defer a lot of the costs. So, as soon as you have
found... Well, that, and I'd like to find out, and I've already made contact with our radio consortium we're dealing with here.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to call it sister station, but partnering up in some fashion whereby Paranormal Cafe extends down here other than over the Internet. So...
Oh, wow.
That would be nice. So we'll talk further, and maybe we can do something like that.
It's funny you said that. I was actually there's some other things I need to talk to you about off the air, and as a listener, I hate that when hosts say that. They say, oh, I need to talk to you off the air. Like, okay, I need to show, like off the air, we're going to say, oh, I have that piece of the aircraft that you wanted early.
I need my check now, yeah.
Exactly. No, I actually need to talk to you about some personal things we had actually discussed before, and I have some questions probably more related to your profession than the convention, but this is going to be...
You're not in trouble, Rob.
No, not me. Not me. I have these nice bracelets, but other than that... No, not at all.
We've all made mistakes. That's okay.
Exactly, yeah. But very cool. And it's 10 to 4, and, you know, what I love about small... And this, I say small, but I don't think this is... I wouldn't count this as a small convention by any stretch. But what I like about conventions is you come, you hear the presentation, you listen to what they're saying, and then you turn around, and afterwards you can meet with the people. You can stand there and talk with them.
That's right.
And one of my most treasured memories is standing around eating pizza with Stanton Friedman.
I have not had that pleasure. That's one I can imagine would be such, though. Well, speaking of that, we do have two private dinners, Friday night and Saturday night.
Wow.
With the participants, which, of course, we're looking forward to. And they are designed just for that, to give some of the core people involved behind this to have a chance to speak. So I hesitate to use the word privately, but
right.
To speak in a smaller, more controlled setting. And I think that's important for those that of the closest to making it happen. So.
Right. There's a more of an intimacy where you're not speaking to 300, 400 people.
Right.
And that sounds like a great thing, too. So now that's closed. You talked to me about that before. That is closed as of now. You've cut that off, of course.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes. I mean, in order for it to remain meaningful, it's got to stay somewhat small.
Exactly.
We can't have 150 people in a ballroom that we used to do that.
I'm the type of guy, I could sit here and talk about the complexities of how you got the convention center, how much of this, but I know it bore the heck out of everybody else, but I'm one of those junkies where I just really get into the, how did you do that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But very, very cool. Now, you say you still do have some tickets available, and I do mean some. Like you said before, this isn't a marketer's ploy, but you really are limited in how much you have.
Well, what we've been doing, particularly for those folks that have contacted me through the website that are coming from out of state, for example, the folks from Idaho, I can't let somebody come here from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho,
right,
and get to the door and be turned away. So,
right,
certainly for those folks, we're making sure that their tickets are secured before they get here.
Right.
Because what we've generally been doing is everything's at the door, and, but we've had such requests from outside, even one from England who's not coming, that early on we decided we better make some provision for those people.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. You don't want people to drive 2,000 miles or fly across the ocean and not be able to
come. Right.
But I really have to take my hat off to you. You guys really put this up very quickly, and it doesn't look like it's very quickly, to be quite honest. So.
Well, thank you.
So the question I have is, after the presentation, will Franco be signing autographs?
My 11-year-old son, of course. He probably thinks he should be, but I don't know if we'll have an area set up for him to do such.
I'd be first in line.
Oh, I do need to tell you one thing, Rob. This, I think you'll find interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Since 2 weeks ago or so, we were in Pottstown at WPAZ.
Yes.
And quite frankly, I'd never heard of Pottstown before I drove to Pottstown.
There you go.
And went to the radio station. I was in a familiar local restaurant here in
mm-hmm.
Jackson. And somebody happened to mention the waitress whom I thought I knew, because I've known her around town for years at restaurants. Somebody said something about her being from Pennsylvania. And I said, where in Pennsylvania? And, of course, her answer was, Pottstown. And I said, you've got to be kidding me. She goes, oh, yeah, I go back every year to see my parents take the kids. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Well,
that is great. That is great. Very cool. I've been looking at this event and saying to myself, I wish I could do something like this around here. But, you know, we're so – in this area, we seem to be saturated with conventions and the like, especially with the Pennsylvania Convention Center. Like you said, down your area, Bible Belt, that's an area that is never not saturated enough, very dry. So having these type of events go on has got to be, precedent. Like you said, 8 hours away is the closest that you've had to your area. So I'm really, I'm looking forward to it. I'm wishing you a lot of luck with this, and, I don't think you're going to need it, but I think it's going to be one of those events people remember.
Well, Rob, I appreciate it. And certainly we give Paranormal Cafe all the credit for the inspiration behind this event.
Oh, shucks.
And since it'll be going on another year, I guess we can give that one to you, too, and make you celebrity host, as we've already asked.
Wow, that's so. I still think you're going to, at some point, find my legal record out here. And you say, maybe we ought to withdraw that. Mm. But very cool. And MSUFO.com, MSUFO.com, I would, if you can attend, even if you can just get to a, even if you can only get into where they have the hookup where the live feed is going to, it's still going to be worthwhile because you'll still be able to meet the people afterwards after the presentation.
Right.
And they're all home run hitters, so very, very cool.
And former guests on your show.
Yes, former guests. And like I said before, if you're interested in getting in touch with anybody in the field, just let me know. I'll be more than happy to connect you up with them and, have it go like that. And if other people are thinking the same thing, I'd be more than happy to connect you up with some potential guests. So, very cool, man. MSUFO.com. I will contact you by email after the show, sir.
And, well, I appreciate that, Rob. We will certainly talk in the next few days, if not 24 hours, and just to get with everybody up in the Yankee part of the country is waiting for. I hope y'all have a good evening.
Well, thank you, sir, and you all have a good evening down there, too.
Thank you.
Give your wife my best, and I will talk to you all later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Great guy. Great guy. Great people. I tell you something. I was very floored by the way that they came up and were very gracious, sat in on an interview, even though I didn't have some of the I didn't have the studio set up the way I would preferred, but they were very gracious and everything, and I really appreciate it. Inviting me next year for a guest host, I was floored, you know, and I love that. I love the grassroots effort there, so.